At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. We'll be taking you to 8 o'clock tonight. Steve Geller will join us at 5:45 for our triple option feature. And I want to tell everybody, our guests, that starting at 4:20, a little after, Dr. David Elias from Ortho LA. You've heard him many times here on Sports Talk to talk about injuries with players. Well, this coming Friday at Nicholls State University, he will have his pro football camp for high school players. And so we'll have Dr. Elias talk about the camp. And, man, that thing has grown really big. It's got 300 to 400 young men from around the area. We've got some great counselors that have come in throughout the years. And I'll never forget Leonard Fournette walks on that field, and every – high school kid, I mean, stop doing what they were doing. Any drill every day, oh, stop. To watch Leonard Fournette, we've had Tre'Davious White also as a counselor. Number of other former NFL players or current NFL players, including Savion, who's now with the Denver Broncos, Savion Jones. Mason Smith, who's with the Jacksonville Jaguars. And Will Campbell. And Will was a big dude when he walked on that campus teaching offensive line work. So each and every year, got a great group that go to the pro football camp. And Dr. Elias will tell you exactly how you can register. And they even have they'll take walk-ins. So that's another big thing. At 4:40, we'll have Renee Nato from Crescent City Sports talking about LSU and their football recruiting. Man, we've spent so much time on LSU baseball recruiting, and that's still some news there because Jay Johnson's not finished. But July 4th, LSU with two big commitments from Bryson Cooley, the number two rated offensive lineman in the state of Mississippi, and Isaiah Washington, who I've seen play quite a bit. Former quarterback, well, he still plays quarterback, and will project a safety from Hainesville High School, and a guy that his recruiting was starting to heat up. LSU got a commitment from him. And then at 5:20, we'll have on with us from BetMGM Nightly. It'll be Ryan Horvat, who we've heard on here many times. We'll be talking Saints, NFL, college football. But before we talk any football or basketball, Charlie, I'm going to throw this one to you because I know you'll like it. Yesterday, the Astros beat the Dodgers 5-1 to complete a three-game sweep of the Dodgers in Dodger Stadium, the first time that has happened since May of 2008. And the Dodgers have, the Astros have improved their major league record. And it, since June 1st, they have been 24-8. And statistically, they basically have the same record as the Dodgers. Charlie, going into this, you would have been glad with 2 out of 3. For them to sweep the Dodgers, that is a big feather in the cap, and the Astros have been on a heater. When you go 24-8 in that period of time, Man, you are really rolling it up. So I know that's one happy Astros fan that's sitting in the booth right now.
I had an awesome weekend as an Astros fan. I cannot stand the Dodgers. They're number two behind the Rangers for me as an Astros fan. And just going in there and smoking them like we did, I'm a very, very happy Astros fan. Here's the number that stood out to me, though, Mike. Over the last couple of weeks, the Astros had these back-to-back-to-back series against, and they had the Rocky series thrown in there as well, but against the NL division leaders, that being the Cubs, the Dodgers, and the Phillies. In those series, they went 8-1, Mike, against the best teams of the NL. And right now, Fox Sports MLB had this stat. The Astros this season, 13-2 versus current division leaders around the MLB. And that is so, so exciting. They're playing their best against the best teams. And saying that, you know, they're going to have a series against the Cleveland Guardians coming up, and the Guardians have lost like 10 straight games. And this is the perfect spot for the Astros to like lose 2 of 3 against a team that's been really
probably open. Yeah.
But just seeing how well they played this past weekend, and specifically the first game, 18-1, Mike, against the Dodgers. Like, they smoked them. And then game two, you get Hader with a 4-out save, and we win the series. I texted Steve Geller, sports director. I was happy with the series win. And then you pick up the sweep. And, yeah, it was a fantastic July 4th weekend for all Astros fans, myself included.
Yeah, you could hear the fireworks go off, so to speak, for Astros fans. And, man, 24-8 since June 1st is really, really an impressive number. So we'll try to get on Chris Gordy this week to talk. Certainly everybody's heard him here with us on Locked On SEC, but a lot of people don't realize Chris is also the pregame host for the Houston Astros radio network. So we'll get Chris on to talk a little bit about, man, just unprecedented on how well this team, and Charlie, they didn't start off well. They sort of stumbled out of the blocks a little bit, and you can understand a little bit why there's some losses there, and you brought it up about Bregman headed out east to Boston, and you know, now he's going to play in the All-Star game, but man, they have really, really been on fire.
The most impressive part about it, though, Mike, is the amount of players that they're still missing. Like, Yordan Alvarez, their best hitter, has been on the IL for months now, and then, you know, Jeremy Pena, who was an All-Star shortstop for this team, got hit in the ribs, and he's been out for basically the past couple of games as well, and he's on the IL too, and they're still winning. And all the pitchers that they have on the IL that are going to be coming back later on in the summer, it's an exciting time to be an Astros fan because people are starting to get really, really optimistic on what this team could do come October. I mean, everyone says the Astros are inevitable. And real quick, with all the injuries as well, how well this team is playing, Joe Espada, you got to give credit to him. The manager, yeah, potential manager of the year conversation, I think he deserves it. He's been fantastic in leading this team through the injuries and still playing great baseball.
Yeah, no question about it. Injuries, a little bit of shuffle of the lineup, and yet, man, they are where they want to be right now, exactly where they want to be at this stage. Also, it was announced today by the Saints that Saints owner Gail Benson and linebacker Demario Davis, they're going to travel to Paris, France, July 10th through the 14th to enhance the NFL visibility in France, certainly the NFL brand. And I know we've talked about this so often. This is a big push from the commissioner. So if it's a big push from him, this is actually owners in the NFL to say, we want to open up bigger avenues overseas. If it's in Europe, if it's in South America, and you see this now, and eventually, there'll be that game in Paris, in France, with the Saints. You can see that's in the horizon with it. But you can see the push here by the NFL to try to get more into Europe. And if you travel there and you go into the airports, there are Buccaneers. For whatever reasons, and I think a lot of it had to do with the Glazer family owning part of one of the soccer teams there. But, man, Buccaneer stuff, Raiders stuff, you can see Saints stuff also, but in all little shops all over now, NFL gear out there. And my old buddy Joe Clark, who coached in NFL Europe for a long time, told me, man, you know, they don't quite understand every aspect of the game, but they love the physicality of the game. And he said, I really think one day you're going to see, and I think the pitch is that they're going to have almost a weekly game somewhere in our lifetime, very shortly, played overseas.
Right. And, you know, going to Paris specifically with the Saints, you know, it's building the brand.
The connection.
Yeah, exactly. And also, talking about this quote-unquote strategic partnership with the Paris Musketeers, Mike, a European League of Football team. They're trying to build football overseas as well. Like, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with Benson and Davis taking that trip to Paris this upcoming week from July 10th to 14th. So, you know, we'll report on it, but building the Saints brand overseas, obviously a good thing.
Yeah, the international presence, you know, in all across Europe, also in France, and we have a lot of people that are closet Saints fans, but Saints fans either through work or military. I do shows quite a bit for the military over the weekend about it. Man, they love the Saints. They want to hear NFL news, Saints news. Tell us something about what's going on with the NFL. Man, baseball, basketball, okay, that's all great and fine. They want to hear NFL or college football. That's number one on their priority, especially for a lot of the military men that are serving our country out in Europe. When we come back, we'll have on with us Dr. David Elias from Ortho LA. And this coming Friday at Nicholls State University will be his pro football camp. We'll have Dr. Elias and a lot more here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 right after this break.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, our orthopedic surgeon for Ortho LA, Dr. David Elias. You've heard him so many times here. Every time we have an injury, and it's normally not good news when I get Dr. Elias on, always tease him about that. But good news coming up this Friday as the pro football camp is held each and every summer in July. And Dr. David Elias, big part of that camp, started by his brother who passed away at a young age. And so, Dr. Elias, thanks so much for joining us today. And, how many years is it with the Pro Football Camp?
Thanks for having me. This is the 18th year. We had the one COVID year. We didn't right. do it. So this is our 17th camp in 18 years. So hard to believe it's been that many.
I'll never forget how I found out about it. And it actually, Derek Pinanski, who was on radio in Baton Rouge at that time, before he became part of the staff at LSU with Coach Orgeron, he had called me up. He says, can you give me any details about the camp? And I hadn't heard of it. I hadn't checked. I had gotten an email, but I had not actually read it. And so he talked to me about it, and it was started up by your brother, Albert. And he has got to be looking down on this and saying, I never thought it would ever be something this big.
Yeah, I mean, the camp started, you know, 18 years ago. My brother would bring his NFL clients in to – he wanted to do an affordable camp that was high quality. And, you know, when we first started, we got – I got Coach Rod, and he got me a few high school coaches, and my brother brought in some of his clients. And I think the first year we had the camp, we maybe had 80 kids. They were – all from probably Thibodeau, Homa. And, you know, now the camp, if you look at it, it's exploded. We've got kids signing up from really all over the state. I mean, it's still a regional camp. It's still a local camp with a lot of local high school kids. But now, you know, it's expanded. We get kids from New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Lafayette, even in North Louisiana. And, you know, this year I just look, we've got kids signed up from a few from Mississippi, Texas. So the camp has really grown, and yeah, I don't think anybody imagined it would ever be this big.
Doc, tell everybody, because this is a camp you can actually walk up and go to, but if they want to do it ahead of time, tell everybody a little bit about how it's done, how you can get online, and how much it costs for the camp. It's a very affordable camp. It's a one-day camp. But also, too, I was telling this to Charlie and the listeners. Everybody asks about a moment, you know, and the one moment I remember, this is a few years back, man, we in the evening practices. That's when we're having afternoon practices. And, man, it was hot. And all of a sudden, here comes Leonard Fournette on that field. And everything, Doc, just stopped. Everybody stopped and took a glance and was like, man, is that Leonard Fournette out there? Because he attended the camp when he was at St. Aug.
Yeah. You know, we've been really fortunate with the counselors we have. Well, first of all, to sign up for the camp, you can definitely come the morning of the camp. It's this Friday. Rain or shine, the camp will go on. We've got that practice facility that Nichols has now. So now we don't ever have to worry about missing any time with the camp due to weather. So, you know, the camp will take place no matter what the weather is. But we encourage the kids, you know, the camp has grown so much. We're encouraging the kids to go online and sign up before. They can go to profootballcamp.org, and that's where you can sign up and register. The camp is only $50. We've kept the camp the same price for the last 18 years. Because we, you know, our camp is a 501c charity, and we get a lot of donations from the local communities. Thibodeau Regional is the big presenting sponsor. Ortho LA is another presenting sponsor, and a lot of other companies around the area. And it allows us to do a affordable camp that doesn't lose its quality. And, you know, $50, you know, I signed my 4-year-old up for a soccer camp for I think it was 2 hours, and it was $75. So, you know, we've managed to keep this camp at a very affordable price, but the quality of the camp is every year it just gets better. I mean, the teaching staff, you know, we had in the last 2-3 years, we've had anywhere between 300 and 500 kids. And, you know, I probably have over 200 teaching staff on the on the field, and that's not including the volunteers and training staff from Thibodaux Regional, from Ortho LA. This is actual coaches that will be instructing the campers. You have Coach Ryback. He's taken over this year for his first year, and he'll have his whole team and all his staff out there. That's up to 100 instructors right there. Coach Rod has done an excellent job getting all the high school coaches. We now have probably 40 to 50 high school coaches from around not just this area, but around the state, and who are coming here. And these are guys who've been coaching their entire life who are coming to coach this camp. We get, you know, the former pros that, you know, Jarvis Green, Eric Alexander, coming. Then we got some current guys. Amik Robertson's supposed to come. And then, like you said, with Leonard Fournette, you know, we always get a few LSU players. This year we had to move the camp up a week earlier, so we're still waiting to see. We sent out some invitations from them and hoping they can get away from their training to come help. But, you know, we invited the Bordelon kids, Bill Yacht, the receiver from Terrebonne. I always think it's really cool that a lot of the kids, as you just mentioned, a lot of the kids were in high school, came to this camp, and then went and made it big, and not only LSU, but have been drafted. Savion Jones has been at the camp the last 3 years. Will Campbell. I mean, we've had some big names from LSU that come, but what's really neat is a lot of these guys were participants at the camp in high school, and now they're coming back as instructors in college.
I remember when Mason Smith, who also he's come the last couple years, showed up, and he was just a high school guy. And Jeff Charleston, a former Saints player, he was one of the instructors. He looks at me, he's like, "Is that guy's in high school?" I said, oh yeah, and he's going into his junior year. And he was like, "Whoa, man, that's a big dude." I was like, "Oh yeah, he can move." So it's been great, and also, Dr. Elias, you give out scholarships too, and that's another part of this camp, that each and every year you give out scholarships, and it's just not athletic scholarships. This is for academics also.
Yeah, every year we started this, actually right before Albert died. We started this about probably 13 years ago, where, you know, all the money we raise, we give back to the community. We give back to local athletic programs, we give back to charities. Well, one program we started was a scholarship program, and since starting it, we've probably given out over $60,000. And to be eligible, you just have to be an incoming senior who will be at the camp this year, can apply right around Christmas time is when we start the application process. And the camp is based on community service, academics, and athletic achievements. So these kids don't have to go to college to play. They don't have to be going to college to play sports. They just have to be going to a college. So any 12th grade kid, incoming 12th grader that's going to the camp, will be eligible to apply for a $1,000 scholarship that they can use any way they see fit. We just give them a check and, you know, hope they use it for their upcoming college year.
And again, you can walk up to Nicholls State and Guidry Field Friday, but I would encourage you, if you want to come to the camp, to go to profootballcamp.org, sign up early. That way everything's done ahead of time. They give you your T-shirt. They tell you where you got to go for your measurements. And it's pretty much like a combine thing. They sort of test you in certain events and sort of measure you. Now, I've had some of the guys come to me and say, "Listen, I know I'm 6'4", but they only measured me at 6'3". Go back and measure them to 6'3". Okay, they're not going to mess up your measurements here. But they go through the almost exact same things that a lot of the players go through with the actual pro football combine.
Yeah, that's how they come in. I mean, again, like you said, we have already 200 kids signed up, and we'll probably get another over 100 that sign up this week. So we the camp has grown so much. They try to organize it. They want to know how many positions. They separate the eighth and ninth graders from the high school, from the varsity kids. just so everyone gets a good competitive level at the camp. But the first thing you do when you come in the camp is, like you said, it's a combine. You get weighed, they check your height, and then you go out there and you do, you know, I think they're doing a 40-yard dash, a shuttle run, and a broad jump. You get these scores, we'll publicize, we'll put them on the webpage so every kid and parent can go see how their kids do and compare to other kids around the area. But then after that, the camp goes into positional training, and we accept every position. So it's not just lineman or skilled position. We do every position. And then the camp ends with some competitiveness, some fun drills like one-on-ones. They'll do seven-on-sevens for the skill kids. So it's the camp has really grown. And, Coach Robacki has been part of the camp with Coach Rebo for the last few years. So I think the camp will, he's real excited to take over and be the leader of the camp. And he's got a great day planned for everybody. So we're looking forward to another great year.
Dr. Elias, thanks so much for joining us again. You can walk up Friday morning, go to Guidry Stadium, and basically just sign in. But we'd suggest to you to go to profootballcamp.org and sign up. Doc, thanks so much for doing this, and also thanks so much for what you do for the community.
Yep, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Dr. David Elias from Arthur LA and the Pro Football Camp that's being held at Nicholls State University this coming Friday. And every time I hear that voice, knowing he's having that camp, I know one thing. Football's right around the corner. Mm-hmm. He's the last of the three camps to be held at Nicholls State. When we come back from Crescent City Sports, we'll have on with us Renee Nadeau. Talk to us about LSU football recruiting, and there's some big names that will be coming off the board in the next week to 10 days. Tigers are watching. Right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelier along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking text line from Crescent City Sports, Renee Nadeau. Renee, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Mike and Charlie, it's always great to be with you guys. How are you doing today, man?
Doing great. Renee, you would figure July 4th and LSU gets two verbal commitments for the class of 2026. The big guy, Bryson Cooley from West Jones High School in Laurel, Mississippi, the number two rated offensive lineman in Mississippi, which means that LSU has the two top rated offensive linemen from the state of Mississippi. Emmanuel Tucker had also verbally committed to LSU. So your thoughts, I'm a big believer and you got to win up front, got to win with the big guys. And Cooley was a big catch for them. A month ago, I'm not real sure they were that confident in getting him, but as the weeks went along, they felt really good. And, man, Coach Davis has done a fantastic job in recruiting offensive linemen.
You nailed that, Mike. Yeah, Bryson Cooley is a big guy, 6'6", 315. Emmanuel Tucker is not quite as big. He's about 295. But, you know, you mentioned about up front, besides getting the two best offensive linemen out of Mississippi, of course, right now they have Tristan Keyes, the number one wide receiver in the Magnolia State and the top receiver in the class. But they also, LSU also reeled in the number one offensive lineman in the state in Bryston Martinez out of East Ascension. So they've got three really good offensive linemen, and they got a center from Warren Easton, and Jalen Chapman. So they got four, really, three in the center. And Jalen Chapman is the best center in the state right now, and he's headed to the Tigers. But they've done a real good job. Brad Davis has done a great job identifying recruits and doing a good job of sealing the deal with them.
Yeah, and we'll wait. I think it's Thursday. That young man from U High, right on their campus, and I've told people I've watched him play. He, as a freshman, I think he'd be more ready as an offensive lineman, but as a defensive lineman. But he wants to play defensive end, and so you know what? If that's what you want to do, I'll give you your first shot at it. And Renee, I think it's Thursday. He makes his commitment on the campus at University High.
He does, Mike, and you're right. And right now, he wants to be a two-way lineman in college. Besides LSU, they're fighting off Texas A&M might be the biggest culprit, Miami and Texas. But if you look back over the history, LSU has always done a good job of reeling in the number one prospect in the state. But if you go back to 2010, there's been four instances, and you guys will know all these people. Arch Manning in 2023, he was a number one prospect, goes to Texas. Devontae Smith in 2017 to Alabama, Landon Collins in 2012, and a guy you know well, Mike, Trevon Reed in 2010 went to Auburn. So on occasion, LSU will swing and miss with the top prospect in the state of Louisiana. But Lamar Brown is a guy they really want, they really need, and he's a guy that, as you said, he can play both sides of the ball and excel. He's the number one defensive tackle in the country right now.
You know, Renee, Mike always talks about that the recruiting and the commitments aren't worth the piece of paper that they're written on. But with Lamar Brown specifically, do you expect this to be he'll make the commitment, you know, within the next couple of weeks and then he'll stay committed or, you know, he might be flip-floppy or anything like that? Mike, I know that you had said that this could potentially last a few months and maybe into the winter even.
I will let Renee comment on it.
Well, I tell you, that's a good question. And the thing is, I guess nothing's final until the ink dries on a paper. But right now, I guess you'd have to take him on his word. If he puts whatever hat he puts on his head at the end of the week, it's going to be good. Hopefully his word is good. Who knows what's going to change, but I'll take you back to Bryce Underwood just a year or so ago. How things changed so quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to bring that up, Renee, that man, it's never over till it's over, especially for the top guys. And we know one thing, A&M signaled him out. They put the kind of bullseye That's the guy we want to get out of the state of Louisiana. And they have put forth a lot of effort to try to recruit him there. Now, again, when he's in your backyard, basically, that's tough to lose. The out-of-state guys, I understand, because there's a lot of pressure for you to stay home, a lot, when you're the top guy on that list, like Lamar is. But I think it's going to be quite a battle. And even though he'll announce his verbal commitment Thursday, I think this will kind of draw out. But he'll be taking visits and everything else. And we won't find out until actually signing day in December.
The thing is that he's made like 15 visits to Texas A&M.
God.
He's made a lot. But, you know, look, I'll flip this. I'll flip it on you. Tristan Key is the number one prospect
yes.
out of Mississippi, and he's committed to LSU. I'm sure that that State and Ole Miss does not want to see him walk out of the Magnolia State, but right now LSU has his commitment. Again, it's a temporary deal. We don't know what's going to happen, but Tristan Keyes right now is a Tiger.
Isaiah Washington, I've got to see him play. He played a lot of quarterback. Certainly he's played in the secondary too. Also a track sprinter. He's a young man that, Renee, I think, looking at the ratings, people have him as a three-star or whatever, but I think as it gets along and people take a longer look how good of an athlete that he can transition into the secondary very well, I think he could play as a slot corner or at free safety. You're talking about a guy here that probably in October would be a four-star recruit because so many people would be concentrated on him. And because he plays quarterback, that's not the position he's going to play at LSU.
And I'm going to point out two guys. I'm going to talk about Isaiah Washington, who you mentioned won a couple of state titles at Haynesville. He was a 300-meter and a 110-meter hurdles guy, a triple jumper. He played quarterback for Haynesville, but also throw in that same category, Dez Ellis out yep. of Winsboro, who LSU hasn't got a guy at a Winsboro of this magnitude since Booger McFarland. But keep this in mind. Dez Ellis plays quarterback at Winsboro. He was good enough to be offered by West Virginia, Rich Rodriguez, as a quarterback in this class, and he took the LSU offer as a cornerback. But he reminds me a little bit, maybe not exactly, but Dez Ellis reminds me a lot of a Corey Webster. As you both recall, played quarterback at St. James. He was a multi-type athlete. And Dez Ellis is very much measurables and everything like a Corey Webster. But Isaiah Washington, Mike, as you alluded to, can be a very special three-star. He should go to a four-star soon.
Renee, looking at the MLB draft this upcoming weekend, you know, Cade Anderson's the number two overall prospect via MLB.com's big board. I just want to get your thoughts because the Washington Nationals have the number one overall pick this upcoming weekend on Sunday for the first round. And do you think he ends up being the number one pick? Like, Washington needs some pitching help, so he could be a fit there, especially because Cade Anderson's probably one of the most, if not the most, pro-ready prospect in the pool that we're looking at. And the former Tiger southpaw, you know, he's got at least got his name in the mention for the number one overall pick. And just kind of a side note as well, with Washington firing their GM and their field manager a week before the draft is definitely fascinating. So nobody really knows what they're going to do, but it feels like Cade Anderson's definitely a safe pick for them.
Yeah, and he would be a solid pick. He led the nation in strikeouts, and he's really, really come on. And what a year he had at LSU for the national champions. And he would be a guy that maybe not in the Paul Skeens kind of same vein, but Cade Anderson as a guy has so much upside. And I think in a very short period of time, Cade Anderson can be a solid, solid major league pitcher. And I think the fact that Washington fired their general manager and their manager, bench coach and manager, they know who's on the board and who they're looking at. So if they like Cade Anderson, like I'm sure they have to, Cade Anderson has to be among the top two or three prospects in the major league draft.
And then the other one, Anthony Ianson, kind of the second part of the two-headed monster that LSU baseball featured this past year. He's number 40 via MLB.com's big board. Now, the MLB draft is different than every other draft. They have 43 first-round picks when you throw in the comp picks and, you know, the competitive balance picks and all that other good stuff. So 43 first-round picks. Anthony Ianson could be one of those other LSU players with his name getting snuck into the first round.
Yeah, Charlie, you're right about that. What he did at LSU this past year, and when the game was on the line, he really came through. He was the next best thing behind Cade Anderson for LSU, and I think he really helped himself, and he pitched very well. And he's only getting better. And I think Ianson has probably worked himself into a first-round pick for the Tigers along with Cade Anderson this year.
Guys, I don't think anybody at the end of last season would have said, Cade Anderson's going to be one of the top two players picked in the MLB draft, and Anthony Ianson would be a possible first-round pick.
Well, that's a
great
point.
Goes to show how good that Nate Yeske worked his staff. That's unreal.
I was just going to say, with Cade Anderson, if he doesn't go number one to Washington, I have a hard time feeling that he's going to fall past the Angels with the second overall pick.
I agree.
And, Renee, I'm a big Astros fan, so I would hate to see Cade Anderson go to the Angels program. But the Angels are the type of team that they go for the more pro-ready prospect because they love rushing their guys through the minor leagues, especially those top picks. So, you know, maybe L.A. is not the worst potential landing spot for Anderson, but if, you know, the Washington Nationals are sitting there and say, we want Ethan Holliday, the high school prospect at the number one overall pick, it's going to be hard for me to see Cade Anderson falling past number two.
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing him falling to the Astros too, but I mean the fact that he's got a great career ahead of him.
Yeah, no question. With Holliday, that could be a signability deal because we've seen it before with them working kind of a deal ahead of time. And who's actually pulling the strings with the first overall pick? Okay, when you fire your manager and your general manager, who's actually got the chalk in his hand and he's going to make that decision? I hope it ain't the owner, we'll see. Renee, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great to have you on, buddy. Thanks so much.
Always my pleasure, guys. Have a great afternoon. Thank you.
All right, Renee Nato from Crescent City Sports. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number one right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long. When we come back, we'll be talking a little bit more about who could end up being the first overall pick in the MLB draft that's coming this Sunday. Cade Anderson looks like the odds-on guy, but Ethan Holliday's got some people thinking maybe it might go that direction too. And then Ryan Horvath from BetMGM Nightly will join us at 5:20 right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.